At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, when does the show start?
Okay, let's begin.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It's time for 4 hours of intellectually immature nonsense.
What's this monkey business going on today?
This is The Bailey Show.
Okay, let's do this.
The BS.
Let's go, you dumb idiots.
With Bailey.
I say I'm an idiot all the time if I screw up.
Nikki D.
She's Nikki D.
She's an influencer.
Hey.
And Nelson.
Classic Nelson. This choked when the pressure was on.
Son of The Bailey Show.
All right, here it is, a Thursday, the 4th day of January, 2024. Good morning. Thanks for being here. My name's Jason Bailey. Right there, that's Nikki D.
That is me.
There's Nelson.
Good morning.
There's Kyle. You know who's here. He's like a ninja. Sneaks in here each and every morning. On the other side of the glass, your phone number, 916-909-0985. Use that to get in on the text machine. Give us a like, share, follow on social. At Listen to the BS, you can watch us for whatever reason on the live stream on our Facebook page, as well as the 98 Rocks Facebook page, and of course the Odyssey app. You can get the stream and get the podcast whenever you want, as well as thebaileyshow.com. Lots of information there at one time. Bert Kreischer tickets in your hand closer to 8 o'clock, or hands. And also getting you once again registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions in their new residency at Planet Hollywood. We do that before 10 a.m. I will give you a heads up that this morning, as I just put out on social media, I hope that you're joining us early. That would be in your benefit to be joining us early. And if you're not, and you know somebody that does want to go to Las Vegas on the house to see the Scorpions, I'd wake them up and make sure that they're listening to the BS here on 98 Rock. And make sure that you have the phone number, 916-909-0985, because you'll be caller 18 when you hear the sounder and the infamous whistle and ready to rock and roll. Nelson, I was curious. Last night, I was tossing and turning. I could not get any sleep because I was wondering if you had a place to sleep.
I did, yes.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it in your apartment that you've been evicted from?
I have not been officially evicted yet.
Oh,
you even gotten a letter that says you have a court date?
Is that how an eviction goes?
Yes.
And where would that letter go?
Did you just become British? Is that how an eviction
goes? Is that how an eviction goes?
Yeah.
Would that be in my mailbox? Because I haven't checked my mailbox.
Or either they'll tape it to your front door. But either way, you have to go to court before they can evict you.
They have taped things to my front door.
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. So they'll give you a court date.
I didn't know that.
You show up to court on that date, and then you normally have 10 days to get out of the premises from your court date.
And how fast do they get you into
court? It just depends. Every state's different.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been evicted before?
I have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is wild. This is new for me. So
I've never been evicted.
I've had a struggle season. Nelson's never had one, so he doesn't know about this season.
I haven't. I really haven't struggled. I've been enabled most of my life.
You got to embrace the struggle.
I am. Yeah. What else can I do? Yeah. I have no other option.
It's a good. I always look at it as if you learn something, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And now so I just learned something. So if I were being evicted, I'd be like, I won.
What do you mean you won?
Because well, I learned something.
Right.
I learned that you got to go to court before. I was always under the impression that, you know, once they put the sticker on, like you see in the movies.
Yes.
Like they lock your door. Like you can't.
This is what I've been worried about this whole time.
Like the wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, like they lock up his trailer and you can't get in, or Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can't get in. That's what I always thought.
That's just the movies. They have to give you your belongings. They have to at least give you an opportunity to take them. Now, if once your date passes, you don't have all your things out, then the sheriff comes and they sit your stuff outside.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
This was the I'd never seen this before. So when I had first moved to Georgia, this was 10-ish years ago, and we had moved into this nice neighborhood. It's an old 80s neighborhood. You know, there's a lot of old, what they're called IBM neighborhoods in Atlanta or north of Atlanta. And there was this house that I would pass every single day. And, you know, I wouldn't see anybody there, just pass. And one day I'm passing the house and there was all this stuff out in the front yard. I mean, a lot of stuff out in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, cool. I love yard sales. You know, I'll stop by this weekend and, you know, meet the whoever's putting it on. That's what I swear to God, that's what I thought it was.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why would you think anything else?
Right. And then the next day, I see all this stuff out in the front yard. I'm like, God, that's a little early for a weekend yard sale to leave it out there. God, I hope it doesn't rain on these people. And then the next day, I mean, it's like early in the week, so this is a process throughout the week. Then the next day, I see this woman rummaging through the stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's weird to have a yard sale on a Thursday or Wednesday or whatever it was. It was just kind of odd. So I get home and I go to my wife. I was like, let's go for a walk. Let's go check this out. So anyway, we find out that the woman didn't pay her property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And she had numerous notices, and they finally came in, got all of her stuff, and they put it out in the front yard. And the woman that was going through the stuff was, I still to this day don't know if this was true or not, but she said that she was going through the stuff to take it to the lady. But I was then told that this is a scam that people do. They can somehow find out who's getting their stuff put out.
What? Mm-hmm. It's part of public record?
It is.
And then they'll go and they'll just go because nobody's stopping them.
Oh.
And then, but she was sitting there and there was another guy, and there was another guy there too going, yeah, I'm just collecting the good stuff for her. And then I got different stories of where the woman was. She was like in a nursing home or an old, like, she couldn't get her stuff.
So they were stealing it.
Yeah,
sure.
They're robbing her blind.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I helped them.
You helped them steal the lady's stuff?
I didn't know they were stealing. I still to this day don't know if they're stealing. I helped them because I believed that they were helping the woman whose house it was.
So you were helping them load up their car?
Yes. And I don't normally get got, right? But I don't know if you were on the show at the time, but I remember I went on the show and I was like, you know, I did something really good. You know, I felt really bad, so I helped her friends out and stuff.
This does kind of sound familiar.
I'll never forget. This guy calls in and he's like, yo, man, Bailey, I got to tell you, that's like one of the biggest scams ever. You just helped them steal this lady's stuff. I'm like,
oh, my God.
No. And like, what is the guy, the listener's like, what did they ask you to, what were they asking you to, you know, take for the lady? So I started to think about it. I was like, there's like an old war helmet, and it was all kind of neat, knick-knacky stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, really? Do you think that lady who's, you know, bedridden in a nursing home cares about that stuff?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, you make a really good point, dude.
Mm-hmm.
In the thick of it, though, I could see how you would help him.
I was walking down there, and I met it was because it was another older woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I...
And old people don't steal.
That's right. You think older people aren't scammers, they aren't stealers, it's all just young people, you know, in some, you know, third country internet cafe. Mm-hmm. It's not some old, you know, wrinkled
sweet
up
old lady,
southern woman.
Everybody steals.
Yeah, you know what? Especially those women.
Right.
Everybody steals.
They're like the worst because they've gotten the somebody said, hey, look, nobody's gonna think twice about you.
Mm-hmm.
So they were out there doing it. I felt horrible, absolutely horrible.
My friend got evicted in real time and called me, and I had to go run over and watch her thing so that people wouldn't come and steal it while she was trying to get her a truck to move her stuff.
Did you have to stop people?
No. I just kind of sat with her stuff, and because people saw me there, they didn't come over. If I wasn't there, they would have stole her stuff, though.
So how does it get to that point, though? I don't understand. Like, okay, let's say you're being evicted from a place. Mm-hmm. You go to court, and the court rules not in your favor.
Sure.
And so you know you're out, then
because you don't have anywhere to go. A lot of times you don't have anywhere to go, so you're trying to figure out where can you go, how can you get your things moved. You're being evicted because clearly you don't have the money to pay your rent, so you normally don't have money to move either. So with her, she was still just trying to find somewhere to go, and she ran out of time. I always, even though I got evicted, I always took my things out. I never got put out.
Where'd you put them? Oh, your mom's
in a storage.
Storage or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it happens.
What are you going to do with your stuff?
I was thinking about maybe going like the Stern Show reference for you, the Chris Christie route, and maybe getting a storage shed and just living in that.
Living in that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my favorite.
I think there's laws against that. Are they
well,
at least...
I won't say anything about it on the air. We won't say what complex I'm in.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? We're not going to be like the U-Haul off of Watt Avenue. No.
You're going to have to remind me about that.
I will make sure that I don't tell you the
place.
Yeah,
that's probably a good idea. I wouldn't do it on purpose. I would just forget.
No, I know. Yeah. I would just and I wouldn't keep that from you because I was being malicious. Mm-hmm. I would do that to protect both of us.
Right. They have Wi-Fi. They have Wi-Fi there, probably, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I got. I still got the old Xfinity. So I got the mobile hotspot on my phone.
Maybe we do a webcam.
See what he's doing when he's in there.
You've heard that. You've heard of that show, Storage Wars, right?
Yes, I have.
Well, by the time he's out, it's gonna be Storage Sores.
Yeah.
You know.
He has a comfy bed, though. I don't know. He may escape the sores.
Right.
Yeah. What would you get? Like a 5x8.
Yeah, I mean, something.
And just put the mattress down?
I think I would leave.
You know what? It's not that bad of an idea. Especially if you get the air-conditioned one.
Yeah, you get the climate
control. Climate control.
And usually those climate control ones have a bathroom in the building. So yeah. It's like.
You're joking, but there are people who do that.
Yeah.
Who live in those storage units.
I'm in a part.
Unfortunately.
I'm in a place in my life where it's actually sounding like a good idea, like financially.
Yeah, that's sad. I was reading something the other day, like part of, I don't know if it's just a California thing or what, but, you know, with every state's got new laws that go into effect at the beginning of the year. But one of the things, at least in 2024, if they're not already doing it, is tackling the price of rent. And, you know, because... Look, I've been a landlord. I don't say I was a slumlord. I was a landlord. I've been an Airbnb guy, you know. So I get it. I've never been one to jack up the price of rent. I've always done it to either break even because the equity is in the value of the property. I've never done it to get rich off of the rent. I don't think anybody should unless you've got volume, right? A lot of properties, but a lot of times tenants, especially in the commercial industry. We'll jack it up to get them out to sell the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll force people's hands, or they just don't like the tenants, and they'll force them out and they'll jack it up. But overall, just because how the world is, it's really difficult. California is probably one of the worst. Like the price of rent is absurd.
It's out of control.
It is out of control. It's tough for people to live. Yeah. You know, so but it's cool. I've never worked with a homeless person before. Or, I'm sorry, unhoused.
I've never been unhoused before, so.
Yeah.
A lot of firsts around here.
Right.
Oh. I'll buy the webcam for you.
I appreciate that.
And you can sell it afterwards.
Thank you.
Yeah. And collect it. That's my gift to you. So my housewarming gift.
I appreciate that.
Your storage warming gift.
My bay warming gift.
You never know. It might actually be a pretty good deal.
I mean, this could be the thing, you know?
This could be the thing.
Uh-huh. You've got jokes in your eyes, but I've seriously considered this.
No, I don't. I've always thought it was a good idea.
It's making good sense to me.
Yeah. You might meet friends there.
Plus, you can get like a little gym membership for $10 a month or whatever, and they've got a shower. So.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when bugs start getting on you and all that kind of crazy stuff? This is not a good idea.
Do you think he's going to have more bugs in the storage unit or in the apartment than he has now?
Well, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I mean, the storage unit's going to be nicer than the apartment.
It really will be.
You're probably right.
Really will be.
You're probably right. I didn't think about that.
I mean, what else does he... I mean, he needs a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have a...
He does need a bathroom.
A facility, at least a place where you can use the restroom.
Yeah, or there's a Walmart nearby.
No. You just can't let anybody see you.
Yeah, like once you're in for the night, I think.
I believe they frown upon things like that.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Well, they don't need to know.
They don't.
Well, the storage that I used to have, I knew somebody lived there because they had a dog. So I used to hear the dog barking all the time.
Ballsy right there.
You can have a fish, but not a dog.
Right.
Right. Just get a beta fish. Just one fish. All right. Remember, you're listening for that sounder. It'll tell you when to call. Be caller 18 to get set up for the Scorpions. Said you should be listening early. So if you are, good for you. And also Dry January. I'd like to bring that. Anybody participating in what I think is, just like resolutions, pretty stupid, Dry January, would like to know why. Found a little bit of the history on it.
Mm.
I bet you it'll blow you away. Don't even know. I bet you most people think Dry January is for alcoholism.
That's what I thought.
Consider me a part of most people.
Yeah, I would be most people as well. It's not, actually. 916, actually sent out, started. 916-909-0985. Give us a minute here. Hang on. Thanks for being here. It's 98 Rock. It's the BS. What is your name?
My name is Dalton.
Dalton?
Dalton.
Yes, sir.
What the Sam hell is wrong with my ears?
I don't know.
Was it yesterday, Shingbagwe or whatever? It was Cindy.
Yeah, right.
And this guy's Dalton, and I'm like, Dolphin.
And that, as you said it as a human, you're like, yeah, this could be a man's name.
Dolphin. I was like, that's pretty badass, dude. Your name's Dolphin. Please tell me your last name's Finn. Dolphin. You know, something like that. How are you this morning, Dalton?
I'm good. How are you?
On top of the world, sir. On top of the world. Where are you calling from? What you doing?
I'm calling from Placerville.
Look at my thumbnail. Look how dirty that is.
It is. Looks like Nelson's.
Right? Exactly. My fingernails never get dirty. Look at that. That is disgusting. All of my nails are disgusting.
Why?
I have no idea. What is going on? Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That is gross.
You think I'm sick?
I don't know. Is that a sign of being sick? Dirty nails?
I don't know.
It's like white lines in the nails. That's just a sign of being dirty.
It looks like, oh my God, I've never had nails like this. We got to get this over and done with, Dalton. I'm assuming you're calling for what?
Scorpion tickets.
What do you want from me?
Scorpion tickets.
I don't have them to give to you. Can I give you something else instead?
Sure.
Okay. Well, how about I tell you, you are caller 18.
Woo.
Okay. Well, that's a start.
It's early.
Dalton, you do have a 98 Rock prize pack.
Sweet.
Okay. We got a woo and a sweet.
Sweet.
Okay. And you are now part of a select group right here in and around Sacramento that is registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions for their residency at Planet Hollywood.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So we got a woo.
Uh-huh.
We got a
sweet.
Sweet. And we got a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Do you get excited about anything, Dalton?
I do. I do. Okay. It's just been a long morning already.
Okay. I tell you what, you do me a favor, okay, since I'm taking good care of you here, and I'm going to pass you off to Kyle, and he's going to get your information. When you have the urge to get excited, I want you to call us back. And I'll stop whatever I'm doing. And I'm going to take your phone call, and I'm going to let you be excited for a couple seconds, and then I'm going to let you go. But I need you to express that, because I think it's going to be healthy for you. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, brother, man. We appreciate you listening. Have a great and safe day, whatever it is that you do. And best of luck with this contest, all right?
Awesome. Thanks. Love what you guys do.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hang on for me. There you go. Sounds like a good dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
He does.
You know, but we got sneaky, and we did the little flyaway sounder early today. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, collect it. That's my gift to you. So my housewarming gift.
I appreciate that.
Your storage warming gift.
My bay warming gift.
You never know. It might not actually be a pretty good deal.
I mean, this could be the thing, you know?
This could be the thing.
Uh-huh. You've got jokes in your eyes, but I've seriously considered this.
No, I don't. I've always thought it was a good idea.
It's making good sense to me.
Yeah. You might meet friends there.
Plus, you can get like a little gym membership for $10 a month or whatever, and they've got a shower. So,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when bugs start getting on you and all that kind of crazy stuff? This is not a good idea.
Do you think he's going to have more bugs in the storage unit or in the apartment than he has now?
Oh, well, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I mean, the storage unit's going to be nicer than the apartment.
It really will be.
You're probably right.
Really will be.
You're probably right. I didn't think about that.
I mean, what else does he? I mean, he needs a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have
he does need a bathroom.
A facility, at least a place where you can use the restroom.
Yeah, or there's a Walmart nearby.
No. You just can't let anybody see you.
Yeah, like once you're in for the night, I think.
I believe they frown upon things like that.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Well, they don't need to know.
They don't.
Well, the storage that I used to have, I knew somebody lived there because they had a dog. So I used to hear the dog barking all the time.
Ballsy right there.
You can have a fish, but not a dog.
Right.
Right. Just get a beta fish. Just one fish. All right. Remember, you're listening for that sounder. It'll tell you when to call. Be caller 18 to get set up for the Scorpions. Said you should be listening early. So if you are, good for you. And also Dry January. I'd like to bring that. Anybody participating in what I think is, just like resolutions, pretty stupid, Dry January, would like to know why. Found a little bit of the history on it.
Mm.
I bet you it'll blow you away. Don't even know. I bet you most people think Dry January is for alcoholism.
That's what I thought.
Consider me a part of most people.
Yeah, I would be most people as well. It's not actually. 916, actually sent out, started. 916-909-0985. Give us a minute here. Hang on. Thanks for being here. It's 98 Rock. It's the BS. What is your name?
My name is Dalton.
Dalton?
Dalton.
Yes, sir.
What the Sam hell is wrong with my ears?
I don't know.
Was it yesterday, Shingbagwe or whatever? It was Cindy.
Yeah, right.
And this guy's Dalton, and I'm like, Dolphin.
And that, as you said it as a human, you're like, yeah, this could be a man's name.
Dolphin. I was like, that's pretty badass, dude. Your name's Dolphin. Please tell me your last name's Finn. Dolphin. You know, something like that. How are you this morning, Dalton?
I'm good. How are you?
On top of the world, sir. On top of the world. Where are you calling from? What you doing?
I'm calling from Placerville.
Look at my thumbnail. Look how dirty that is.
It is. Looks like Nelson's.
Right? Exactly. My fingernails never get dirty. Look at that. That is disgusting. All my nails are disgusting.
Why?
I have no idea. What is going on? Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That is gross.
You think I'm sick?
I don't know. Is that a sign of being sick? Dirty nails?
I don't know.
I thought that was a sign of being dirty.
It looks like, oh my God, I've never had nails like this. We got to get this over and done with, Dalton. I'm assuming you're calling for what?
Scorpion tickets.
What do you want from me?
Scorpion tickets.
I don't have them to give to you. Can I give you something else instead?
Sure.
Okay. Well, how about I tell you, you are caller 18.
Woo.
Okay. Well, that's a start.
It's early.
Dalton, you do have a 98 Rock prize pack.
Sweet.
Okay. We've got a woo and a sweet.
Sweet.
Okay. And you are now part of a select group right here in and around Sacramento that is registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions for their residency at Planet Hollywood.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So we got a woo.
Uh-huh.
We got a
sweet.
And we got a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Do you get excited about anything, Dalton?
I do. Okay. It's just been a long morning already.
Okay. I tell you what, you do me a favor, okay, since I'm taking good care of you here and I'm going to pass you off to Kyle and he's going to get you information. When you have the urge to get excited, I want you to call us back. I'll stop whatever I'm doing. And I'm going to take your phone call, and I'm going to let you be excited for a couple seconds, and then I'm going to let you go. But I need you to express that, because I think it's going to be healthy for you. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, brother, man. We appreciate you listening. Have a great and safe day, whatever it is that you do. And best of luck with this contest, all right?
Awesome. Thanks. Love what you guys do.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hang on for me. There you go. Sounds like a good dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
He does.
You know, but we got sneaky, and we did the little flyaway sounder early today.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people might just be kind of yawning and getting up and whatnot. I should have asked him. It's like, is he participating in dry January? I hear about this every year. This is one of those New Year's resolutions things, the dry January. Like, if you want to do, like, I always thought dry January was for people that had alcohol problems.
Yes.
And it was like, okay, well, because whatever says that we don't drink in January, I'm going to give it a shot. And good for you. If that helps your problem, helps your problem. But it's actually not. The history of dry January goes back to World War II. So in 1942, the Finnish government initiated a massive movement during their war effort against the Soviet Union at the time. They called it Raitis Juon.
Okay.
I don't think I'm saying that right.
Can't be.
Which means sober January.
Okay.
Just as countries globally reduced or eliminated sugar, the Finnish government encouraged their people to stop drinking alcohol entirely for at least a month of January to save natural resources.
So it is about alcohol then.
No, it's about conservation.
Yeah, it's about sugar. It's about, it's about 1942. Kind of like daylight savings time, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it actually started as a joke from Benjamin Franklin, who's been dead for over two centuries, and we still continue to do it.
Yeah, the joke's on us.
Right, the joke's on us. So we continue to do these different things that didn't even start in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we, you know, our traditions are newer versus the rest of the world because we're a newer country, but we still gravitate to other people's traditions and then we morph them into what we want them to be morphed into.
Mm-hmm.
Because dry January now, as we know, appeared in the 2000s. And during this time, dry January began as a way to start a new year with a blank slate.
Mm.
Slowly, it became more well known. Then Dry January is mentioned in a trail of blogs, newspaper articles, and more, and people taking part in the challenge because we're sheep. And I don't say that in a negative way, because sometimes it can be a positive, mm-hmm. you know, that we jump on whatever the TikTok trend is or whatever the trend in general is. And, you know, hopefully it helps us out. So in this case, people use this to abstain from alcohol so you can boost your health, mental well-being, promote a new personal and professional growth. So if that's why you're doing it, that's great. But you know what? You shouldn't need January to do it.
Yeah.
But I think they choose January again because it's the start of the year. If you're not going to drink, most people aren't going to drink like forever. So to just pick one month and not drink and then go from there, I think that's fine.
Can somebody answer me this question? Now, and maybe this is a dumb question. Why is it that we need a starting point to begin?
Because how do you begin if you don't have a starting point?
Well, you just take the first step.
Yeah, you make your own starting point.
He's saying, why does there need to be fanfare? Why does it got to be a big deal? Why can't you just start?
Why does it have to be kind of a thing in order to start?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes with something like Dry January, if you have camaraderie, you know, everybody's joining in together, accountability sometimes help people stay on the wagon.
But isn't this the new world of individualism? Even though everybody that claims that they're individual is an individual is extremely judgmental. We live in such the hypocrisy is absolutely off the charts. Mm-hmm. But if you need to start something, like, and you really want to take the bull by the horns, then you start it when you want to start it. Like, you take control of it. Like, I would think that if you have any type of issue regarding alcohol, and I know it's a tough thing to overcome. I really do, and I feel for you, but this is actually positive motivation for
you. I just feel like most people that are doing the Dry January are doing it as out of like a trend. They're not doing it because they're alcoholics.
I agree with that.
I have a buddy back in Omaha that, like, even before anyone else was talking about it on the internet, he just started doing it. He's like, man, I just drink a lot during the year and I like to party. So this is my one time that I try and like focus myself and I won't drink at all and like reset my liver.
Because
I don't think that's how the body works.
Because February, you're right. February 1, you just go back to drinking.
Right.
They do.
You know, mm-hmm. so like, you know, I've known people that have participated in Dry January and all they talk about in January is February.
So they can get to back to drinking. I never heard of Dry January until last year.
Drink, that's the new name for it. I can't
Dry January.
This is why I need Dry January, because I have January.
Yeah, I heard about it for the first time last year, so I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing every year.
It's not a sexy title, though.
It's not.
Like, you got No Shave November, right? You got Sober October, I've heard. That's a good one. It's a good call. But who wants to be sober at Halloween time?
Well, actually, to me, it sounds negative because I've lived in a dry county before, and that's not fun.
It can't
not
be.
At all.
It can't be.
And that was, it, like, when you said it, it was like a curse word.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, oh, man, you know where you live, right?
It's dry.
It's dry. It's a dry county. I was like, well, I never lived in a dry county. What does that mean?
No alcohol for you.
So you can't buy alcohol in this
and
county.
Like, right,
what is this? Are they filming Footloose here? Like, what? Right.
And like, right at the county line, can you buy it then? Like, how does it work? Or is it like usually 4, 5, 6 counties together are all that way? Or is it like one isolated?
So where I was at, which was Wingate, North Carolina, and I don't know if it's still the same, it was such a small county that you could walk to the next county.
And get liquor then?
And get liquor.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could literally walk, like,
well, I guess
there was, well, I'm sorry. It wasn't a dry camp. It was a dry campus in a dry county certain periods out of the day.
It
was, or out
like
of the
blue
week.
Laws and stuff like that.
It was very, very odd. Very, very odd.
Well, like where Jack Daniels is made, that's a dry county.
Right.
Well, so the irony is that they're making one of the most popular whiskeys on the planet
in a dry county.
And you could not buy it in that county.
Well, it's kind of the same way in Atlanta. On Sundays, it was dry until 12:30. No alcohol.
Right. Did you just have an issue with that?
I did.
Yeah, you went and tried to buy?
I did. On Christmas Eve, I wanted some wine, and I put myself on a conveyor belt, and a lady who was not
like
my lady yells from behind me, "You can't buy that until 12:30. And then me and her had words.
Well, she was probably yelling at you because you put yourself on the conveyor belt. I don't think
no,
you're supposed
to
put your
stuff on the conveyor belt is what I said. Not myself.
No,
I said my stuff.
No, you did not say that.
I thought it was self.
You said you put yourself on the conveyor belt.
I'm here for it.
She was probably trying to help you, saying, ma'am, you don't need any more wine. If you put your ass on the conveyor belt at the grocery store on Christmas Eve. And then she goes in to tell you the history of dry January.
No, thank you.
All right. First round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you who's not feeling the new gun laws in Cali and who issued a formal apology to Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. Two big stories from today. Get your first round of headlines here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
All right, friends, here we go. First round of headlines, thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, 530. Good air, best service, best price guaranteed. Nikki D.
There's a new law in town, but the Sutter County Sheriff isn't having it. H1.
A California law banning people from carrying firearms in most public places, even with the concealed carry permit, is now in effect, even as the case makes its way through the courts.
This new California law that bans carrying guns in public spaces, the Sutter County Sheriff's Office has announced that they will look at each circumstance on a case-by-case basis. He said, quote, "We have no interest in criminalizing constitutionally protected behavior. We took an oath to uphold our Constitution and will work to protect the rights of our citizens."
Yeah, I applaud this gentleman. I'm guessing it's a gentleman. I don't understand why. Well, I guess I understand why, but it doesn't make any sense why they would put this into play. I mean, and there's more to the new gun laws in California than what people think. And I know for the anti-firearm person, for whatever reason you might have, I respect that. I really do. I'm not one of those people that right, wrong. Like, if you feel a certain way, you feel a certain way, but you got to budge a little bit and try to understand other people too. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what they're doing, not just what the news reports in a 5-sentence blur, but the whole thing, they're trying to eliminate firearms, period, the end of story. What they're missing is the people that go through the process. And in this state, it is literally jumping through hoops of fire.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap to get your CCW. Law enforcement loves us. They love us because we're the good guys. The bad guys don't do those types of things.
No, they just have it illegally.
Right. So all these laws are not to stop the bad guys. They're to stop the good guys. Mm-hmm. That makes zero sense. I mean, even if you were new to any office and you had any vote to change a law, if you were to do a simple Google search on a legit site, numerous sites, to look at the statistics of how many firearm-related incidences happen with people that have CCWs in any state in this country, it's very, very low versus those that do not,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that
so
are committing the crimes.
That are committing the crimes,
yep.
Right? And yes, there is something to be said about somebody that goes through the training, that does understand the responsibility, that is willing to help out their fellow brother or sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, and again, for those that are like, oh, this is how it should be, this is what we need to get rid of it all. Okay, that's fine. But when you get yourself in a situation and somebody is sitting next to you that has a CCW but is abiding by the law and cannot carry, and God forbid something were to happen to you, somebody you love, or somebody around you, I guarantee you'll change your mindset.
Yep.
It's unfortunate we live in a world like this, without a doubt, but we do, and it is a constitutional right. And also, it's very, very wonky how they have it laid out, and that's what is going to consume this state. As far as the news, one of the big stories throughout the years.
Yeah.
And throughout the year.
And it looks like they're still trying to appeal this in federal court. It's as of right now, it's been temporarily upheld.
I will be blown away if it holds up. Mm. Blown away.
Yeah.
Just by the Constitution, just by what's on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowing instructors who make a living teaching proper firearm use and the laws to do their job. Because part of this new law makes it virtually impossible for these men and women to do their job. So they're taking jobs away from people,
mm-hmm.
you know, which then provides food for kids,
right.
you know, to put on the table. So it's very wonky. Whether you want to look into it or not, it might not be your thing. So I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. So, all right, second story.
Pat McAfee had this to say about the remarks made on his show, H2.
We'd like our show to be an uplifting one, a happy one, a fun one, but it's because we talk shit and try to make light of everything. Mm-hmm. Some things, obviously, people get very pissed off about, especially when they're that serious allegations. So we apologize for being a part of it. Can't wait to hear what Aaron has to say about it. Hopefully those two will just be able to settle this.
Pat McAfee did apologize for what Aaron Rodgers said on his show yesterday. He says he goes on his phone and sees that this thing has blown up and it's now national news, and he doesn't want that type of press for his show. Right. He said he can't speak for Aaron Rodgers, but he feels like he was just kind of joking around and talking crap, but he's going to have to speak for himself.
I don't know why anyone hasn't said this. He did not say Jimmy Kimmel was on the Epstein list.
No.
Those were not the words out of his mouth. Again, I am a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, but Kimmel, you overreacted to it because, you know, and you know, it's the internet consensus is, well, you're a comedian and you go on your show and you take jabs at everybody and you can't take a joke. Well, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, technically he was joking. He's not a comedian, but I took it as, like I said yesterday, is that Kimmel's going to be upset is because the people that he backs are going to be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you could probably say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look, there's going to be people that we're going to get into this Epstein list next hour because portions of the documents were released yesterday, you know, evening. It's going to affect everyone.
Yes.
You know, if in fact it comes out as concrete, you know, and that's the whole issue. Again, the internet overreacted to what was released last night. Just like the overreaction with what Aaron Rodgers said about Jimmy Kimmel. He never said he was on the list.
No.
You know? And even if he did, like, is that the line you can't cross to make a joke and go, oh, he's probably on the Epstein list? You know?
Because I'm sure plenty of people have probably said it just the way that you just said it.
Yep.
So you're right.
Sure. I mean, I made a joke on social media the other night, and I put a picture of Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter. And I said, I hope you didn't go to James Buchanan High because you're going to be on the list.
Right.
You know, is that
canceled?
Yeah. Is that
you're canceled?
Is that too much?
You can't canceled.
You can't joke about that.
You're done.
You know,
I mean, I did that with that whole PPP thing that was coming out. I put up a post and warned people, like, if you don't see them soon, they're in jail.
What's the PPP thing?
People that stole all that money during COVID.
The protection.
And did all those fake businesses because they released the list. And everybody that was on my hometown that did it, they released the list. So I saw their names.
There are very few lists.
Wow.
I think there are very few lists no one wants to be on.
Like, right.
No one wants to be on a list. Like after sixth grade, no one wants to be on a list.
No.
Nope.
Like up to sixth grade, you're fine to be on a list because it's like you read books, you're best in class, you've gone to school every day. But after sixth grade, the lists become bad.
Yes.
Any list after sixth grade are bad. yeah. So the Epstein, some of the points. To begin.
Because how do you begin if you don't have a starting point?
Well, you just take the first step.
Yeah, you make your own starting point.
He's like, why does there need to be fanfare? Why has it got to be a big deal? Why can't you just start?
Why does it have to be kind of a thing in order to start?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes with something like Dry January, if you have camaraderie, you know, everybody's joining in together, accountability sometimes help people stay on the wagon.
But isn't this the new world of individualism? Even though everybody that claims that they're individual is an individual is extremely judgmental. We live in such the hypocrisy is absolutely off the charts. Mm-hmm. But if you need to start something, like, and you really want to take the bull by the horns, then you start it when you want to start it. Like, you take control of it. Like, I would think that if you have any type of issue regarding alcohol, and I know it's a tough thing to overcome. I really do. And I feel for you, but this is actually positive motivation for
you. I just feel like most people that are doing the Dry January are doing it as out of like a trend. They're not doing it because they're alcoholics.
I agree with that.
I have a buddy back in Omaha that, like, even before anyone else was talking about it on the internet, he just started doing it. He's like, man, I just drink a lot during the year and I like to party. So this is my one time that I try and like focus myself and I won't drink at all and like reset my liver.
Because
I don't think that's how the body works.
Because February, you're right. February 1, you just go back to drinking.
Right.
They do.
You know, so like, you know, I've known people that have participated in Dry January and all they talk about in January is February.
so they can get to back to drinking. I never heard of dry January until never last that year.
That's the new name for it. I can't
dry
get
January.
This is why I need dry January, because I get January.
Yeah, I heard about it for the first time last year, so I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing every year.
It's not a sexy title, though.
It's not.
Like, you got No Shave November, right? You got Sober October, I've heard. That's a good one. It's a good call. But who wants to be sober at Halloween time?
Well, actually, to me, it sounds negative, because I've lived in a dry county before, and that's not fun.
It can't
not
be.
At all.
It can't be.
And that was, like, when you said it, it was like a curse word. You know, it's like, oh, man, you know where you live, right?
It's dry.
It's dry. It's a dry county. I was like, well, I never lived in a dry county. What does that mean?
No alcohol for you.
So you can't buy alcohol in this
and
county.
Like, right,
what is this? Are they filming Footloose here? Like, what? Right.
And like, right at the county line, can you buy it then? Like, how does it work? Or is it like usually 4, 5, 6 counties together are all that way? Or is it like one isolated?
So where I was at, which was Wingate, North Carolina, and I don't know if it's still the same, it was such a small county that you could walk to the next county.
And get liquor then?
And get liquor.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could literally walk, like,
well, I guess
there was, well, I'm sorry, it was a, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't a dry camp, it was a dry campus in a dry county certain periods out of the day.
It
was, or out
like
of the
blue
week.
Laws and stuff like that.
It was very, very odd. Very, very odd.
Well, like where Jack Daniels is made, that's a dry county.
Right.
Well, so the irony is that they're making one of the most popular whiskeys on the planet
in a dry county.
And you could not buy it in that county.
Well, it's kind of the same way in Atlanta. On Sundays, it was dry until 12:30. No alcohol.
Right. Did you just have an issue with that?
I did.
Yeah, you went and tried to buy?
I did. On Christmas Eve, I wanted some wine, and I put myself on a conveyor belt, and a lady who was not
like
my lady yells from behind me, "You can't buy that until 12:30. And then me and her had words.
Well, she was probably yelling at you because you put yourself on the conveyor belt. I don't think
no,
you're supposed
to
put your
stuff on the conveyor belt is what I said. Not myself.
No,
I said my stuff.
No, you did not say that.
I thought it was self.
You said you put yourself on the conveyor belt.
I'm here for it.
She was probably trying to help you, saying, ma'am, you don't need any more wine if you put your ass on the conveyor belt at the grocery store on Christmas Eve. And then she goes in to tell you the history of dry January.
No, thank you.
All right. First round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you who's not feeling the new gun laws in Cali and who issued a formal apology to Jimmy Kimmel.
All right. Two big stories from today. Get your first round of headlines here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
All right, friends, here we go. First round of headlines, thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, 530. Good Air, best service, best price guaranteed. Nikki D.
There's a new law in town, but the Sutter County Sheriff isn't having it. H1.
A California law banning people from carrying firearms in most public places, even with the concealed carry permit, is now in effect, even as the case makes its way through the courts.
This new California law that bans carrying guns in public spaces, the Sutter County Sheriff's Office has announced that they will look at each circumstance on a case-by-case basis. He said, quote, "We have no interest in criminalizing constitutionally protected behavior. We took an oath to uphold our Constitution and will work to protect the rights of our citizens."
Yeah, I applaud this gentleman. I'm guessing it's a gentleman. I don't understand why. Well, I guess I understand why, but it doesn't make any sense why they would put this into play. I mean, and there's more to the new gun laws in California than what people think. And I know for the anti-firearm person, for whatever reason you might have, I respect that. I really do. I'm not one of those people that right, wrong. Like, if you feel a certain way, you feel a certain way, but you got to budge a little bit and try to understand other people too. And if you look at what they're doing, not just what the news reports in a 5-sentence blur, but the whole thing, they're trying to eliminate firearms, period, the end of story. What they're missing is the people that go through the process. And in this state, it is literally jumping through hoops of fire.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap to get your CCW. Law enforcement loves us. They love us because we're the good guys. The bad guys don't do those types of things.
No, they just have it illegally.
Right. Right. So all these laws are not to stop the bad guys. They're to stop the good guys. Mm-hmm. That makes zero sense. I mean, even if you were new to any office and you had any vote to change a law, if you were to do a simple Google search on a legit site, numerous sites, to look at the statistics of how many firearm-related incidences happen with people that have CCWs in any state in this country, it's very, very low versus those that do not.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that
so
are committing the crimes.
That are committing the crimes,
yep.
Right? And yes, there is something to be said about somebody that goes through the training, that does understand the responsibility, that is willing to help out their fellow brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, for those that are like, oh, this is how it should be. This is what we need to get rid of it all. Okay, that's fine. But when you get yourself in a situation and somebody is sitting next to you that has a CCW but is abiding by the law and cannot carry, and God forbid something were to happen to you, somebody you love, or somebody around you, I guarantee you'll change your mindset.
Yep.
It's unfortunate we live in a world like this, without a doubt. But we do. And it is a constitutional right. And also, it's very, very wonky how they have it laid out. And that's what is going to consume this state as far as the news, one of the big stories throughout the years.
Yeah. And
throughout the year.
And it looks like they're still trying to appeal this in federal court. It's as of right now, it's been temporarily upheld.
I will be blown away if it holds up. Mm. Blown away.
Yeah.
Just by the Constitution, just by what's on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowing instructors who make a living teaching proper firearm use and the laws to do their job, because part of this new law makes it virtually impossible for these men and women to do their job. So they're taking jobs away from people,
mm-hmm.
You know, which then provides food for kids,
right?
You know, to put on the table. So it's very wonky. Whether you want to look into it or not, it might not be your thing. So I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. So, all right, second story.
Pat McAfee had this to say about the remarks made on his show, H2.
We'd like our show to be an uplifting one, a happy one, a fun one, but it's because we talk shit and try to make light of everything. Mm-hmm. Some things, obviously, people get very pissed off about, especially when they're that serious allegations. So we apologize for being a part of it. Can't wait to hear what Aaron has to say about it. Hopefully those two will just be able to settle this.
Pat McAfee did apologize for what Aaron Rodgers said on his show yesterday. He says he goes on his phone and sees that this thing has blown up and it's now national news, and he doesn't want that type of press for his show.
Right.
He said he can't speak for Aaron Rodgers, but he feels like he was just kind of joking around and talking crap, but he's going to have to speak for himself.
I don't know why anyone hasn't said this. He did not say Jimmy Kimmel was on the Epstein list.
No.
Those were not the words out of his mouth. Again, I am a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, but Kimmel, you overreacted to it. Because, you know, and you know, it's the internet consensus is, well, you're a comedian and you go on your show and you take jabs at everybody and you can't take a joke. Well, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, technically he was joking. He's not a comedian. But I took it as, like I said yesterday, is that Kimmel's going to be upset is because the people that he backs are going to be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you could probably say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look, there's going to be people that we're going to get into this Epstein list next hour because portions of the documents were released yesterday, you know, evening. It's going to affect everyone.
Yes.
You know, if in fact it comes out as concrete,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the whole issue. Again, the internet overreacted to what was released last night. Just like the overreaction with what Aaron Rodgers said about Jimmy Kimmel. He never said he was on the list.
No.
You know, and even if he did, like, is that the line you can't cross to make a joke and go, oh, he's probably on the Epstein list, you know?
Because I'm sure plenty of people have probably said it just the way that you just said it.
Yep.
So you're right.
Sure. I mean, I made a joke on social media the other night, and I put a picture of Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter. And I said, I hope you didn't go to James Buchanan High because you're going to be on the list.
Right.
You know, is that
canceled?
Yeah. Is that
you're canceled?
Is that too much?
You can't canceled.
You can't joke about that.
You're done.
You know,
I mean, I did that with that whole PPP thing that was coming out. I put up a post and warned people, like, if you don't see them soon, they're in jail.
What's the PPP thing?
people that stole all that money during COVID.
The protection.
And those fake businesses, because they released the list. And everybody that was on my hometown that did it, they released the list. So I saw their names.
There are very few lists. Wow. I think there are very few lists no one wants to be on. Like,
right.
No one wants to be on a list. Like, after sixth grade, no one wants to be on a list.
No.
Nope.
Like, up to sixth grade, you're fine to be on a list because it's like you read books, you're best in class, you've gone to school every day. But after sixth grade, the lists become bad.
Yes.
Any list after sixth grade are bad. So the Epstein, some of the docs were unsealed. We will do our best to dissect them if you're not familiar with what's going on. But I will ask you this question if you want to participate in this conversation. No matter what, whether it's this or anything else, because this one is kind of tough because most of you, you know, you're going to be split 50-50 and you're going to buy into whatever you believe in.
Yep.
And when you see a name that helps whatever your agenda is, you're going to jump all over it and disregard another name that doesn't go with your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But any list that is bad, or any person that you're associated with that has done something bad, I should say, are you automatically guilty of association if you have any connection? Whether you did anything wrong or not?
That's a good question.
That is.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. 916-909-0985. Give us a minute. Hang on. Have CCWs in any state in this country, it's very, very low versus those that do not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are committing the crimes,
yep.
Right? And yes, there is something to be said about somebody that goes through the training, that does understand the responsibility, that is willing to help out their fellow brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, for those that are like, oh, this is how it should be, this is what we need to get rid of it all. Okay, that's fine. But when you get yourself in a situation and somebody is sitting next to you that has a CCW but is abiding by the law and cannot carry, and God forbid something were to happen to you, somebody you love, or somebody around you, I guarantee you will change your mindset.
Yep.
It's unfortunate we live in a world like this, without a doubt. But we do. And it is a constitutional right. You know, so it's very, very wonky how they have it laid out. And that's what is going to consume this state as far as the news, one of the big stories throughout the years.
Yeah.
And throughout the year.
And it looks like they're still trying to appeal this in federal court. It's as of right now, it's been temporarily upheld.
I will be blown away if it holds up. Mm. Blown away.
Yeah.
Just by the Constitution, just by what's on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowing instructors who make a living teaching proper firearm use and the laws to do their job, because part of this new law makes it virtually impossible for these men and women to do their job. So they're taking jobs away from people,
mm-hmm.
you know, which then provides food for kids,
right?
You know, to put on the table. So it's very wonky. Whether you want to look into it or not, it might not be your thing. So I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. So, all right, second story.
Pat McAfee had this to say about the remarks made on his show, H2.
We like our show to be an uplifting one, a happy one, a fun one, but it's because we talk shit and try to make light of everything. Mm-hmm. Some things, obviously, people get very pissed off about, especially when they're that serious allegations. So we apologize for being a part of it. Can't wait to hear what Aaron has to say about it. Hopefully those two will just be able to settle this.
Pat McAfee did apologize for what Aaron Rodgers said on his show yesterday. He says he goes on his phone and sees that this thing has blown up and it's now national news, and he doesn't want that type of press for his show.
Right.
He said he can't speak for Aaron Rodgers, but he feels like he was just kind of joking around and talking crap, but he's going to have to speak for himself.
I don't know why anyone hasn't said this. He did not say Jimmy Kimmel was on the Epstein list.
No.
Those were not the words out of his mouth. Again, I am a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, but Kimmel, you overreacted to it because, you know, and you know, it's the internet consensus is, well, you're a comedian and you go on your show and you take jabs at everybody and you can't take a joke. Well, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, technically he was joking. He's not a comedian, but I took it as, like I said yesterday, is that Kimmel's going to be upset is because the people that he backs are going to be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you could probably say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look, there's going to be people that we're going to get into this Epstein list next hour because portions of the documents were released yesterday, you know, evening. It's going to affect everyone.
Yes.
You know, if in fact, it comes out as concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the whole issue. Again, the internet overreacted to what was released last night. Just like the overreaction with what Aaron Rodgers said about Jimmy Kimmel. He never said he was on the list.
No.
You know, and even if he did, like, is that the line you can't cross to make a joke and go, oh, he's probably on the Epstein list, you know?
Because I'm sure plenty of people have probably said it just the way that you just said it.
Yep.
So you're right.
Sure. I mean, I made a joke on social media the other night, and I put a picture of Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter, and I said, I hope you didn't go to James Buchanan High because you're going to be on the list.
Right.
You know, is that
canceled?
Yeah. Is that
you're canceled?
Is that too much?
You can't canceled.
You can't joke about that.
You're done.
You know.
I mean, I did that with that whole PPP thing that was coming out. I put up a post and warned people, like, if you don't see them soon, they're in jail.
What's the PPP thing?
People that stole all that money during COVID.
The protection.
And did all those fake businesses, because they released the list. And everybody that was on my hometown that did it, they released the list. So I saw their names.
There are very few lists. I think there are very few lists. No one wants to be on.
Like, right.
No one wants to be on a list. Like, after sixth grade, no one wants to be on a list.
No.
Nope.
Like, up to sixth grade, you're fine to be on a list because it's like you read books, you're best in class, you've gone to school every day. But after sixth grade, the lists become bad.
Yes.
Any list after sixth grade are bad. Yeah. So the Epstein, some of the docs were unsealed. We will do our best to dissect them if you're not familiar with what's going on. But I will ask you this question if you want to participate in this conversation. No matter what, whether it's this or anything else, because this one is kind of tough because most of you, you know, you're going to be split 50-50 and you're going to buy into whatever you believe in.
Yep.
And when you see a name that helps whatever your agenda is, you're going to jump all over it and disregard another name that doesn't go with your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But any list that is bad, or any person that you're associated with that has done something bad, I should say, are you automatically guilty of association if you have any connection, whether you did anything wrong or not?
That's a good question.
That is.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. 916-909-0985. Give us a minute. Hang on.